Some homes have been receiving higher energy bills than usual this summer. Air conditioners draw a lot of power. Refrigerators labor to keep food cold. And several states have initiated the deregulation of energy providers, resulting in higher bills. Earlier this month, Vice President Dick Cheney addressed town hall meetings to promote President Bush's national energy plan. Cheney's residential energy bill has received national media attention, but unfortunately for him, it's also drawn the attention of commentator Ian Scholes.
The House of Representatives has decided that the United States Navy, and not Dick Cheney, should pay the electricity bill for the vice president's official home. Well, they're going to split the bill 50-50. The Navy, I gather, is Mr. Cheney's landlord. The effort to make Mr. Cheney pay the bill himself was introduced by Democrats in the House, causing Majority Leader Dick Armey to call it, quote, an effort to embarrass the vice president, unquote. No duh. Although I'd imagine at least some of this utility bill belongs to Al Gore. Well, it makes no difference to me, really, who pays the bill. It's all coming out of my pocket anyway, but the amount of the bill is kind of staggering. $136,000 for the year, so that's, what, over $11,000 a month? That's just Dick and the wife in the house, right? They're not even home that much, and Al and Tipper were out on the campaign trail all year. What do they do to burn up $11,000 a month? That's a lot of microwave burritos. Well, they probably left the nightlights on when they weren't there to make thieves think they're still at home. Matter of fact, they probably turned on all the lights. To further the illusion, they turned on every television, radio, and stereo in the house, fired up all the blenders, cranked up the AC and the heat, turned on the electric toothbrushes, installed a couple freezers, charged all the batteries, the cell phones, the toaster, brought on a generator, a bug zapper, the microwaves, can opener, electric blankets, dehumidifier and humidifier, fired up the electric grill and the electric stove just to make sure the smoke alarms will go off, the shaver, the vacuum cleaner, washer and dryer, charged up the golf carts, switched on the entire set of power tools, the foot massager, shoe polisher, golf ball polisher, PlayStation 2, the neon sign that says, thieves keep out, and a couple electric chairs, in case those hypothetical thieves made it in past the electric fence and the spotlights. It all must have been part of the war on crime, I guess. I don't see any other explanation. I gotta go.
The comments of Ian Scholes, who sends satire from San Francisco.